Parashat Behar. So in this week's portion, Parashat Behar, we read of Hashem's communication to Moshe of the laws of the Shemitah. Hashem commands that all the work of the land has to stop every seventh year, and whatever it produces becomes free for the taking of all man and beast. The Psukim also tell us that how every seven cycles are to be followed by Yovel. During this year, not only does the work of the land cease, but all servants are set free and all leases and sales of lands revert to their original owners. Opening of the parasha reads, "Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe behar Sinai l'mor, daber el bnei Yisrael amarta lahem, ki tavo el ha'aretz asher ani noten lachem, v'shavta ha'aretz shabat la'adonai. Shesh shanim tizra sadcha, v'shesh shanim tizmor karmecha, v'asavta tevuata, v'shana ha'shvi'it, shabat shabaton hiye la'aretz, shabat la'adonai, sadcha lo tizra, v'karmecha lo tizamer." Basically, the Psukim say that during the Shemitah year, the residents of Eretz Yisrael must completely desist from cultivating their fields. The Psukim say that they are to relinquish personal ownership on their fields, and whatever produce grows is considered communal property, hefker, free for anyone to take. Rashi comments that the explicit reference to Har Sinai serves as a reminder that all the detailed laws regarding the Shemitah year and all other mitzvot were originated by Hashem and were given over to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. The next Psukim, understanding that presenting such a tzivui would cause farmers difficulty, Hashem promises that when we refrain from working in the land during this year, He will bless us with an abundance. The Pesukim say, "V'chi tomru, ma nuchal b'shana ha'shvi'it, hen lo nizra v'lo ne'esof et tvuateinu." So Hashem answers, "V'tziviti et birkati l'achem b'shana ha'shishit, v'asta et tvua l'shalosh ha'shanim." That if you would say, "What will we eat on the seventh year?" So Hashem says that you should know that I will command my blessing for you on the sixth year, yielding crop for 3 years. So there are two difficulties regarding these Pesukim. Analyzing these points will enable us to understand the depth behind the tzivui of Shemitah. The first was regarding Rashi's comment on the Torah's reference to Har Sinai. Or Achaim HaKadosh points out that it remains unclear why it is that dafka in this pasuk, within the context of Shemitah, that it was used to convey the origin of Har Sinai of all the mitzvot. Secondly, that it seems quite troubling that the Torah would specifically mandate the mitzvah of Shemitah dafka to farmers. Why are the rest of Klal Yisrael subtracted from this whole entire command? The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Aleph, teaches that the purpose of this command of Shemitah is to cause one tliya, subjugation to Hashem. Observing this challenging mitzvah furthers one's reliance on Hashem, and it lowers our faith in our own talents and kochot. If it weren't for this reminder of Shemitah, the people would become too confident on the land's bounty and forget about their connection to Hashem. We totally are Masur to Hashem during the Shana of Shemitah. We have total bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in His powers. Another area where we saw this idea is when Hashem offered Klal Yisrael the Torah. Klal Yisrael promptly accepted it by famously saying, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and then we will hear. Klal Yisrael pledged to accept the Torah with no question, only later asking to hear the Torah's contents in order to know how to fulfill the commandments. So Klal Yisrael said, we want to serve you even before we know what it requires from us. We are completely given over to you, Hashem, with no question. Klal Yisrael trusted fully in Hashem and did not approach the decision of accepting the Torah with their calculated rationale. Instead, Klal Yisrael was talui and totally was accepting of Hashem's offer. David HaMelech describes the angels as Giborei Koach Oseh Devaro Lishmoa Bikol Devaro, mighty ones of strength who do His bidding. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The Midrash explains that these words actually describe Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, when they declared their readiness to fulfill Hashem's will. Interestingly enough, Midrash goes on and continues that we could also interpret this verse to speak of the farmer who observes the laws of Shemitah. The Midrash says that such a farmer is a true mighty one of strength because he must watch silently, says the Midrash, as his field, the one that he worked on tirelessly for 6 years. It lies ownerless day after day, as person after person comes in, helping themselves to the fruits and vegetables growing there that are due to his own efforts. Sifat Emet, expounding on this Midrash, explains that the silence of the farmer is one of conquering his natural tendencies. He sits there in complete inner repose, trust, and bitachon in Hashem. This is why we could call him a true mighty one of strength. The intention of the mitzvah of Shemitah, says the Midrash, was for us to come to the realization of the importance of our complete reliance and subjugation unto Hashem against our natural instincts, with zero mistrust. We saw that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked, why does the Torah explicitly mention Har Sinai before listing the laws of Shemitah? So based on this Midrash, Sfat Emet explains that the Torah juxtaposed these two concepts to emphasize the equation of reliance on Hashem in both occurrences. When Klal Yisrael is offered the Torah at Har Sinai, and when a farmer sees his land go fallow, they both point to the same mindset that we, as Klal Yisrael, must implement in our lives. The Torah wants to teach us the lessons that we are to glean by complying to the laws of this challenging year. It's one of Tliyah BaHashem, being fully reliant on Hashem and giving ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lessons of Shemitah are not only intended for farmers, they apply to every Jew, regardless of their occupation. Hashem may place many nisyonot similar to that of the Shemitah year in everyone's life, hoping that he entirely relies on him, being a true mighty one of strength, as the Midrash said. With complete inner repose and utter trust and faith on Hashem, with the silence of mind, body, and heart, Vayidom Aaron. With all this in mind, says the Sfat Emet, it is now clear why of all the mitzvot in the Torah, Shemitah is the one used to emphasize the origin of all the mitzvot, Har Sinai. At Sinai, the entire nation was fully aware of the power of Hashem, and they placed their trust in Him. Although Moshe was the closest at the top of the mountain, all of Klal Yisrael was eliminated individually and collectively. The mitzvah of Shemitah forces that same awareness onto the people, even reflecting the differences. Although the mitzvah is directed at those who work on the land, all of the nation is affected by it. Living within Hashem's world, with all the natural events and systems He has in place, can make us forget that it is He who controls it and maintains the world and all that is within it. Reliance onto Him is the only way for us to succeed and grow. That is the lesson of Shemitah, that's the lesson of Har Sinai. That is why there is a mention of Har Sinai here within the mitzvah of Shemitah. Challenges that we face, efforts that we exhaust, are all from Hashem, and it is only with His love and guidance that we can accomplish all that we need. It is the unclear times, the challenging times, the times that seem like Shemitah within our souls, insecure, when we cannot do what we wish to, and we see things challenging from where they used to be, that we must rely fully and wholeheartedly on Hashem, just like we did at Har Sinai. And this will grant us peace and prosperity.